children to bed and turn down Bupchi's hearing aid. It's time for Peevos and Polkas.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Раз, два!
Well, a very good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. Very good evening to you, boys, and also to the girls. Good evening to all the pans, and good evening, panties. You're tuned into another edition of Peevos and Polkas right here on the world's fastest growing polka network, PolishNewcastleRadio.com. Polka TJ, TJ Solonik here with you, joined as I am each and every Wednesday by my ever so beautiful, lovely co-host with her hair all funked up, Melanie Novak. Hello.
Hi. I'm trying to figure out why you said it's funked up, but it was up and now it's down.
Because it's all over the place. Yeah, it's sticking up in your face and in your glasses and down over your ears and down by your back and over your boobs and everything. I can't figure out which way it's going. No, but when you...
We're going.
When you go like this, I can't figure out which way it's going.
Boy vey.
Indeed.
Boy vey. Well, good evening or good afternoon, or thank you for joining us for a nooner, depending on when you are joining us. We're so happy that you're taking time out of your busy schedules to listen to our crap.
Like they got anything better to do. Like they have anything better to do. Come on. You're giving our listeners too much credit. What? You think they're at work or something?
Better to give credit than no credit at all. You're tuned in to a brand spanking new edition of Peevos and Polkas on the world's fastest growing polka network, PolishNewcastleRadio.com. We're here all the way up until
9 o'clock. That's right. Rob cut us out.
He said we can only have an hour. We requested. Don't let TJ's bullshit.
We got lazy. It's okay.
We didn't get lazy.
We just don't have.
All right, fine. You got lazy. I don't have time.
We don't have time. It's an hour now, but that's okay because you know what? Bigger isn't always better. Giggity.
Are you speaking from experience?
Sometimes less is more. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to give you more with less.
Oh, don't I know all about that?
Oh, come on now. Let's not share too much intimate information with the audience here.
Our life is an open book.
Yes, it is. Well, let's bring them along with us on a drunken musical journey, as we always do, down Polka Road, past, present, and now forever. Here's the Polka family as we start things off, brand new recording.
Proud to be Polish.
Yes, this is an anthem, a song for all Polish people to stand up everywhere and be proud. The Polish people are proud, and we are proud to be Polish. Made it.
cut from the brand new album from Polka Family, Proud to Be Polish.
Yeah, word. Hank. Unit Kazevich. Starting things off there, huh? How about that? Spinning a record. How'd you like that? Yeah, a little help from Leroy on that shiznit right there.
Yeah, you're a little too white to be saying some of that, so.
Brand new recording, ladies and gentlemen, by the Polka Family Band. It's called Proud to Be Polish. That was the title cut from that aforementioned recording. Great recording.
Yay.
By Polka Family.
Yay!
Kind of like some vintage Polka Family, taking you back. I mean, even looking at the recording, it looks like something straight out of the 90s. No offense to the graphic designer, whoever that may have been. That recording, but awesome recording by Polka Family. Proud to be Polish. We should feature another one from that later in the hour.
All right, that sounds like a plan to me. So what are we going to play now?
The hell if I know. G-G-G-G-Unit. Hank Gazevich and his wife, LaQuisha. LaQuisha sang one on this recording called Gangsta Bitch and I Know It from Poland. Let's do the poor boy polka. How about that?
All right. All the way from Amsterdam, New York. Here's Tony's Polka Band from their Come and Listen recording. Here's one entitled Poor Boy.
Fat Tony. Come and listen. Recording by Tony's Polka Band from the upstate New York region. The recording's called Listen and Come in an old Eddie B tune, one called The Poor Boy Polka, here on Pivos and Polkas.
On the world's fastest growing polka network, Polish Newcastle Radio.com.
Wow, you keep doing that, and my cable is growing by the second when you do that, I tell you that much. Makes me quite the busy man. I'm going to go out in the bathroom and be a busy man. How about that?
All right. Here's the new tradition. Grindstone's own. Grindstone, Pennsylvania. Here's the new tradition band with one entitled Busy Man off their Outside the Box recording.
Yeah, I'm going to go outside the box and grind my stone.
Basketball in hand. Daddy, can we play a little one-on-one? Pat him on the back, say, not now, son, I'm a busy man. His sister's out on the sidewalk. setting up a lemonade stand. Hey, Daddy, don't you want to buy a glass of me? Say maybe later, can't you see I'm a busy man? Gotta go, gotta run, hit it hard and get it done. Everyone can see you're going far. You've got responsibilities, crazy schedule that you keep. When you say the time you're wasting, you don't know how right you are. Busy man, there's a woman in the bedroom crying, saying I thought we had plans. Say honey, I'm sorry, I'll make it up when the job slows down. I'm not such a busy man. Gotta go, gotta run, hit it hard and get it done. Everyone can see you're going far. You've got responsibilities, crazy schedule that you keep. When you say the time's a wasting, you don't know how right you are. Busy man. Seen a headstone with these words, if only I had spent more time at work. There's a call one day from the office, they need you down in Birmingham. You say no way, the weekend's mine, got plans with the kids, a date with my wife, I'm a busy man. Gotta go, gotta run, take a break and have some fun. Those who love you most say you've come far. Got some new priorities in the schedule that you keep. When they say the time's a wasting, now you know how right you are. Busy man.
Shades of Billy Ray Cyrus that time, taking you to southwestern Pennsylvania. That's where we're from. Well,
kind of.
That's where we're originally from. Not you.
No.
You're from up there in the Ozarks or whatever the hell.
Adirondacks.
Yeah, whatever. Same thing.
Adirondacks.
Same thing. The new tradition for you that time from their recording Outside the Box, Giggity, one called the Busy Man Polka here on Peebos and Polkas, the world's fastest growing polka network, PolishNewcastleRadio.com. Well,
since you were a busy man and went outside the box, I think you deserve a cold beer now.
Frickin' right. And a cigarette, too. How about that?
Here's Crusade featuring Eddie Biegi from a powerful story recording with one entitled Cold Beer.
I'll give you a powerful story. It's a story of a boy and his tallywhacker. Here's Eddie Biegi and Crusade. Peebos and Polka.
National Polka Association is proud to present its 45th annual IPA Festival and Convention, being held Thursday, August 1st through Sunday, August 4th at the Embassy Suites Hotel, 5800 Rockside Woods Boulevard in Independence, Ohio. Join them for three fun-filled days of the nation's very best polka bands: the Delcentric Band, Polka Family, The News, Freeze Dried, The Boys, the IPA Tribute Band, Polka Country Musicians, and the Divas, featuring Anya Pivovarczyk, Jenny O, and Mary Lou Cherniak. On Sunday, there'll be a polka mass and the election of officers and convention meeting. Mention the IPA Polka Festival while making your room reservations and receive the discounted $99 per night room rate. For this and more information, contact the IPA at 1-800-TOPOLKA. That's 1-800-867-6552. Or visit the website at www.internationalpolka.com. That's www.internationalpolka.com.
Of Bitchin' in the Kitchen. I'm Marisha Putsky. Well, originally I was going to talk about this horrible weather. I'm sorry, but I am not a hot weather person. I'm not a fan of Florida or California or anywhere else in between where it reaches over 100 degrees. I feel like my parts are melting off. And the fact that I'm 80-umpteen years old and everything saggy to begin with doesn't make me feel any better. But I decided I was going to bitch about something else today. Sash made me watch the baseball game last night. It was the All-American League National something All-Stars. Yes, that's what I think it was. I have never been a baseball fan. I know, it's like being anti-American or something, not being a baseball fan, but I've had enough balls to deal with throughout my life, most of them real. However, I like football. Hockey doesn't have a ball, but I can deal with it. I'm not a fan of soccer, and after last night, I am no longer a baseball fan. It would be so much easier if I could sit home and enjoy it on my own. But no. Stashu decides that instead of going to the club, he was going to sit home and edumacate me on what was going on. For Christ's sake, I wish he'd stuff a sock in it. Literally. He drives me nuts! First off, I have to wake up to the whole buzzard every morning and fix him breakfast and his Bloody Mary for his hangover and, you know, do the yard work all by myself and run the errands and do the cooking and the cleaning. And sometimes I just want to sit down with my box of wine and put my feet up and not listen to him at all. I really wish he would have gone to the club and allowed me my couple of hours to myself. So now, not only am I mad at Stash for being a pain in my dupa, but I no longer like baseball. You can blame Stash. From now on, I will close my mouth, I will not complain. He can go to the club whenever he sees fit. Well, that's all the bitchin' I have for you today. Join us next week for another edition of Bitchin' in the Kitchen. I'm Mare Sheputsky.
Cygan, co niczego nie mam, tylko jedną cyganeczką, co kocham. Wołają tak na mnie, żebym uciekał, bo cyganeczka druga mnie nalazła. Wołają tak na mnie, żebym uciekał, bo cyganeczka druga mnie nalazła. Cyganek, co powiedz tej drugiej, chodziła w wąskiecie, tak się szukała. Wołają tak na mnie, żebym uciekał, bo cyganeczka druga mnie nalazła. Wołają tak na mnie, żebym uciekał, bo cyganeczka druga mnie nalazła. Bo już jest czas jechać, bo mnie znalazła. wołają tak na mnie, żeby ucieka. Młodszy ganeczka, druga mnie znalazła. Wołają tak na mnie, żeby ucieka. Młodszy ganeczka, druga mnie znalazła.
Jimmy Kay and Ethnic Jazz from their A Bright Idea recording. That was one entitled Gypsy.
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 Gypsy. What does that mean?
You're a gypsy. I'm a gypsy. Wah, wah, wah.
That's an Indian, not a gypsy. Well, I'm sorry, Native American. We can't use the term Indian. That would be a politically incorrect terminology to go.
Well, isn't a gypsy someone that like roams from town to town and they have little carts and they practice voodoo? And...
Right, like carnivals.
Yeah.
But what the hell does that have to do with an Indian?
Oh, I don't know.
Jimmy Kay's an Indian. He roams from casino to casino cleaning them up. Pivos and Polkas, the world's fastest growing polka network, PolishNewcastleRadio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, how about another brand new recording?
Yay, more, me, me, wee.
Wow. Do this one for all the retards out there. Here's the brand new recording by John Gura and Gurale. It's called Butterfly. And here's one called
Coco Spoco.
You can't make this shit up.
Wysoko, wszyscy razem zaśpiewajmy, naszym ducha dajmy. Koko, 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 spoko, piłka leci dość wysoko. Wszyscy razem zaśpiewajmy, naszym ducha dajmy. Wysoko, wszyscy razem zaśpiewajmy, naszym ducha dajmy. Koko, 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 spoko, piłka leci dość wysoko. Wszyscy razem zaśpiewajmy, naszym ducha dajmy. Oni bolszewiku, a
zaśpiewajmy naszym ducha dajmy. To spoko, piłka leci dość wysoko. Wszyscy razem zaśpiewajmy naszym ducha dajmy.
God bless you.
Thank you. That was, I know it was coming. I felt it coming.
That's what she said. Latest recording by John Gura and Gurale. It's called Butterfly. That was called...
Cocos Poco.
Yes. I was going to say Hocus Pocus, but yeah, same thing. Cocos Poco.
Cocos Poco.
Cocos Poco. Really?
Cocos Poco. I don't know. I'm guessing.
Gura is a master of the Polish language. Next time I see him, I've got to ask him what the hell Cocos Poco means, because all I can think of
and
is, like,
if it's pronounced correctly.
Yeah, we might not even be saying it correctly.
Nope.
It could be kakas.
We'll avoid that.
We'll avoid our
that
Polish
one.
Language lesson for tonight.
I have an idea.
Oh boy.
Why don't we play another new song from a new recording?
Okay. What do you got in line?
How about the Canoes?
Oh, from Buffalo.
Yep. Right. Here's the news from their brand new recording, Eyewitness News.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can't see me, but I've got one eye closed, and I'm leaning in really close looking at TJ. Eyewitness.
That's because of the booze, probably.
Eyewitness. Eyewitness News. Here's one entitled Science.
Oh, sweet. I love this song. Tesla did it, and they did an awesome version of it. Science, science everywhere. Science,
I don't think this is that.
No?
No.
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 Well, no. What is their version?
Play it, and you'll find
out. All right. Let's do it. Here's Tesla News on Pivos and Polkas. One called Sigh.
In your heart, don't leave me down the road of lost affection. Give me a sign, show me the place to start.
One, two, one, two, two, one, one, two. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Stush Putzky here, reminding you that, of course, if you didn't know already, because some of you just aren't that bright, but you're listening to Polish Newcastle Radio something or another here.com, everything like that. Polish Newcastle World's growing the fastest. Polish Castle, whatever. You know where you're at. You're listening to your old pal here, Stush Putski. And it's been a couple of weeks since I've been here. Last time I was here, we were on for 2 full hours. And then I get a memo come across my desk from Salonic telling me that we're only going to be on for 1 hour, which I don't quite understand. Anything this guy does anymore just doesn't quite, I don't quite understand. But regardless, you know, I heard rumors through the Polish Newcastle grapevine that Mazur was thinking of offering the second hour of Pivos and Polkas to myself and Marysia. And apparently Solana got all pissed off about that, didn't want to do it, so he cut the show down to 1 hour, whatever. He wants to take you guys out of it, you know, so be it. It's not for me to make. It's not a call for me to make. I signed a contract here a long time ago, so apparently all I get is what I get, and it's all I get. But, you know, speaking of all I get, I got to tell you folks a funny story about the other night. Boy, did old Stush get himself in some trouble. Some hot water with the law. Go figure. You know, Stush always in trouble with the law. So we had our meeting at the club the other night. You know, the officers meeting where they select the next group of bastards to run the place. So somebody put me up for a vote. And of course, I lost. You know, it's all politics. It's all bureaucratic bullshit. Old Stush doesn't get into that stuff. But hey, somebody nominated me, so I said, what the hell, I'll take a stab at it. I won, and I lost. So, it was a rough night at the club for me, so old Stush, you know, I'm sitting at the club all night, pounding the old Budweisers and the PBRs, and then the shots start flowing, and, boy, it was a rough night for Stush, but Marysia was not available to pick me up. You know, this woman doesn't even answer her phone at 2:30 in the morning. I'll never understand why people have modular telephones. They're not going to answer them, but regardless, old Stush has got to drive home now. So I go get in a Buick at about 3:30 in the morning, right? Yeah, 3:30 in the morning sounds like a good idea, right? Yeah, not at that time, but you know how big the sun's going to be coming up pretty soon anyways. So I'm driving home, I'm driving the old Buick down 94, and sure enough, what do I see in the rearview mirror? Here come the lights, red and blue and white. Yep, old Stush, gonna get pulled over, so get pulled over. Cop was a very nice guy, he was a Polish gentleman, as a matter of fact, so you know, when he saw my last name, I think he was gonna cut me a little bit of a break. He said, sir, you've been drinking, I see, you know, the usual. Officer, I came from the club, had a couple, we had a meeting, it went into overtime, they tabled everything, the meeting, the suspend the rules and everything, so everything was at a wash, at a standstill, so I was there late. I thought the guy felt bad for me for a minute, but he says, all right, well, as part of protocol, Mr. Putski, we've got to test you. Okay, fine. So the bastard asked me to get out of the Buick. There's the nice white line along the side of the road. He says, Mr. Putski, all you've got to do is just walk that line. Sounds like Johnny Cash, doesn't it? He says, you got to walk that line, 1 foot in front of the other, left and right, then left and right, and we'll see how you're doing. So I get out, I do that, try to walk the straight line. Damn it if I didn't fall right on my face. Couldn't happen, you know, it couldn't happen a worse time. So old Stush falls on his head. Figure, what the hell, I'm going to jail at this point. Well, don't you know, just 20 feet from me, 20 yards from me in the other line, there's an accident. Just happened as old Stush is getting the old him-haw, about to go to the who's gal, an accident in the opposite lane. And these cops, man, oh God, these bastards, the two of them sitting there, they just ran across. So old Stush, you know, I'm ever the opportunist. Figure he's not going to come back to me. You know, this old bastard, he's not looking for me. So I'm going to go home, call it a night. This is my golden opportunity. So I go home and I go to bed thinking all is well. Right? Everything's got to be good. Well, next morning, there's the knock at the door. Boom, 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 boom. Luckily,
Luckily, Marisha was not home. So I opened the door and I, you know, looked through the little peephole and I know who it is. I know. Okay, they got me. They must have got my plate or something. I don't know. So I opened the door. There's two of Chicago's finest standing right there. Mr. Putzky, they ask. What am I going to do at this point? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's me. Mr. Putzky, were you pulled over last night for driving under the influence? Yes, officers. I suppose I was. And then they want to know what I did after they were distracted. I said, well, you know, you boys look like you were in the middle of something. I didn't want to interrupt you, so I got in my car and I drove home. Well, Mr. Putzky, they want to know, where is your car right now? I said, well, that's easy. It's out in the garage, you know, because this one night, you know, usually the Buick ends up in the yard. But this night I figured, after all that had been done, probably be a good idea to put it in the garage, lock it down. Okay, so the cops want to see the car. I said, okay, this should be easy, you know, because even in my drunken haze, I knew I didn't hit nothing. So I figured, what the hell, let him see the car. So I opened the garage door. What the hell do you think they find when they open the garage door? That's right. Chicago Police Department trooper's vehicle. Oh, God almighty, holy shit, old Stush must have drove the wrong vehicle home that night. Oh, it was not pretty, let me tell you. They took me without a fight, I'll tell you that much. But listen, I always tell you guys, keep yourselves out of the magistrate's office. Old Stush has got to do a better job of practicing what he preaches. So I'm off to find the Buick now and to probably go serve some time. But I'll catch you guys, hopefully, next week.
Shoulder, a smiling face is all I see. I must be absolutely, definitely, positively pleasing her, or she'd be leaving me. Looking over my shoulder, a smiling face is all I see. I'm just an automatic, systematic, charismatic guy. She believes in me, and she ain't leaving me.
Lenny Gamolka in Chicago Push, going back to that Push It to the Limit recording, one called Looking Over My Shoulders. And every time I look over my shoulders, goddammit, if you're not the one I see, how can I fix that?
I don't know. I keep pushing you. I'm trying to push you to a limit.
Yeah, you can't push me to my limit. Every time I look over my shoulder, I see you. Can't I see something else for a change?
Well, how do you think I feel? Ew!
What?
Tutor.
Anyways. Hey, we did promise people Polka Family one more time before we said goodbye, right?
Right.
Right.
So, from that brand new recording, Proud to be Polish.
Hey there, girly girly.
Yes?
Yeah. That's the name of the song.
Oh!
Yeah. Hank actually wrote this at a strip club. He told me about it. It was somewhere up there in Nantucket. Not Nantucket, Nanticoke. You know, wherever Hank's from. Here's a brand new recording by the Polka Family Band right now. Hey there, girly girly, as we get ready to wrap things up on Peebos and Polkas, the world's fastest, it's gone, growing Polka Network, PolishNewcastleRadio.com.
Get a talking to your pa. Tell him what I'm thinking about so he can talk to your ma. It's gonna be real soon when I'll be taking you my man. We'll tell you how much I wanna hold you, my wanna be your man. Hey there, girly girly, you just make me shout. We'll be right back.
good night, until we meet again. Adios, au revoir, I'll be the same till then. And though it's always sweet sorrow to...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, even though my length has been shortened, still, two very, very, very unfortunate events have just occurred. Number one, it is the top of the hour. It is also the bottom of the case. And that can only mean, ladies and gentlemen, one misunfortunate, very, very bad thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to go like bad diarrhea.
It's time to put a nice, big, fat, happy red bow on this one and call it a night.
Call it whatever you want to. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you had half as much fun as we had, because then we know that you've just had way too goddamn much fun here on PolishNewcastleRadio.com. Please, please stay in touch with us. You've got plenty of ways to do so. Touch me throughout the week. Email us, TJ@PolkaTJ.com. Flick my Twitter @PolkaTJ. How else can they touch us?
Well, I want to be emailed.
You can be emailed too. You can email Melanie@PolkaTJ.com.
Yay!
Yay! You can go to Melanie's Facebook page. She has a Facebook page too, by the way. You can find her on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. You can go to PolkaTJ.com. Send us some requests, some dedications, some dirty pictures of your nasty, stinking, filthy, hairy toes, whatever you gotta do. It doesn't matter. We don't care. We're not prejudicial here on Peebles and Polkas. Send us something just so we know that you're out there listening, huh?
And don't forget to catch a rebroadcast of this show.
Yeah, the re-re
Saturday
show.
Afternoon from 2 until 3, or join us Monday for Nooner.
Yeah. Don't tell your boss, though, because they tend to frown on that kind of stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, until we catch you then, please, please come back next week. We're desperate. We're down to an hour now. Rob's going to give us like 25 minutes next week if you bastards don't start listening.
Oh, shut up.
Thanks for understanding, folks. First of all, thanks for understanding. We haven't received any death threats for our
hate mail
chop back to
hate
an
mail.
Hour, but no. It's okay. It's all good. It's all good. Like I said, big, huge, ginormous things come in small packages. So do good things, too. I don't know anything about either of those, but regardless. Come on back and join us next week.
Yes, please.
Jeez, don't sound too damn desperate. Please, please, please. Oh, God, please come back. Please.
Well, after listening to you for the last 5 minutes,
Hope you had a good time, folks. We'll catch you next week. Have a good week. Love you.
Toodles.
Good night.
Yes, to Polska, yes, to Newa. Marsz, marsz Dąbrowski, z ziemi włoskiej do Polski, za twoim przewodem złączym się z narodem. Marsz, marsz Dąbrowski, z ziemi włoskiej do Polski, za twoim przewodem złączym się z narodem. Think what polka music means to folks like you and me. A weekend polka dance, there's no place I'd rather be. Just think of all the good times you have shared with your friends. If you're like me, you'll hope those good times never end. I'd hate to see what life would be like without polkas. The music
music that I've always loved. It means so much to me. I'd hate to see how life could be for polka fans like you and me. I'd hate to see what life would be like without polkas. Think, would you have met your guy? Would I have met my girl? Would you and I have ever met outside this polka world? Polkas bring togetherness to friends and family. Without polkas, think how different life would be. I'd hate to see what life would be like without polkas. The music that I've always loved, it means so much to me. I'd hate to see how life would be for polka fans like you and me. I'd hate to see what life would be like without polkas.